This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Tell us, Lauren, you were saying that, you know, you've travelled all around America, so, and it's kind of hard to ascertain where you're from, but what's your coming out story been like?
My coming out story is interesting because from a young child, I was always into women, but I really held it to myself, and I only told, you know, like my stepsister, you know, growing up, she kind of knew. And, you know, my friends in high school knew I liked to kiss girls in college. They also knew, too. And it was sort of like I would have boyfriends. Well, in high school, I didn't really have a boyfriend at all. But in college, I was like, okay, I need to. Like, this is weird. So it turned into this thing where I had two serious boyfriends. I would hook up with girls on the side, but I never told my family about it. Because what do you do? Hey, Mom, guess what happened last night?
Yeah.
You know? Totally. So when I actually moved to New York, I was on the prowl for women. Like, at that time, I was bisexual. I called myself bisexual to my sister and a few friends. But I really was confused, you know? So it was one of those things where it was for a while I was bi. And then when I got to New York, it was like, okay, I really need to face this. And I had a lot of, that's why New York is so special, you know, I had a lot of time. I lived alone for the first time. And I spent a lot of time, you know, really soul searching. And when I met my first girlfriend, we were at a club, of course. So I instantly jumped on the chance when she told me she was gay. I was like, okay, come with me. Like, I'd already been with him before, but it, like, to meet a full-on lesbian that was really attractive, it was like, okay, you're rare. Like, I need to get involved with you. And, you know, I went through some stages of like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? And I ended up actually coming out to my parents like 2 months later. Well, my whole family, like friends, I realized that I only wanted women so quickly. Like, it was like where, you know, that whole like, what have I been doing? You know, I'm clearly gay. And, you know, I definitely made sure that I was gay. You know, I was with like two boyfriends, and I like had slept with guys. And, you know, a lot of people just never saw that woman side of me. So it surprised my mom a lot. She was like shocked. And my dad was like, I never liked your boyfriends anyway. No, everyone was really supportive. It took my mom about 2 seconds to, like, snap into, you know, acceptance and not be totally sad. It's just been awesome. And so, you know, I've been lucky, and I've just heard horror stories, and that's why, you know, I love hearing from fans. I mean, I get messages from around the world, like, places I've never heard of, and it's so inspiring, and I realize how lucky I am to have, you know, a supportive family, and how many people really are struggling out there and kicked out of their homes. And I mean, the more acceptance that I can kind of show as a straight looking girl, you know, I think the better. I think that's what I'm sort of bringing to the show this year, is like, you know, that we can look like anything. I really don't feel like I'm a feminine side, you know. I feel like a very domineering person in the past. You know, people that know me would kind of say the same, but I guess on the outside it doesn't show, so hey, whatever.
That was Lauren Russell there from The Real Albert. She's in season 3 at the moment with her girlfriend Kiyomi Mikulski. We'll hear from the other half, being Kiyomi, after a bit of Needy Girl Funky House. Ooh.
This is Her Society with Ginny, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls.
That's Needy Funky Girl House there. We got Cammie McCluskey from The Real L Word coming up.
Time to jump on the treadmills of love and jet down to Van City. If you're rotting love guts, you probably met the stalker in Barbara Jean. If you want to fight for revenge, in fact want to receive a scarface and say goodbye to a youthful existence. Time to break this drought of having The Real L Word cast on our show. So let's welcome one of the new additions, Cammie. Welcome back to Her Society.
How's it going?
Great to have you back on the airwaves down under, and it seems like since the last time we chatted to you, so much has been happening.
Well, I guess back in December or so, we were approached by the producers of The Real L Word. They got in touch with our agents, and they're interested in having us audition, and originally we thought that they just wanted to have us on the show, where we're just playing, and the cast members were like going to a Hunter Valentine show. And then we sort of clued in eventually that they actually wanted us to audition as cast members. And we thought, what the hell? Let's give this thing a shot. And here we are now.
Now, it seems to be, I noticed this year there's a bit of a rivalry between East Coast and West Coast. How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's a rivalry. I just think it's like, you know, there are very different groups of people, and, you know, eventually you might see them come together, but you'll have to just keep tuning in to see what happens. But, you know, we do have one thing in common, and that's that we all like ladies.
There you go. And Cammie, had you watched The Real L Word before?
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes. I wasn't like having a viewing party every week or anything, but like I was definitely familiar with the show and knew Whitney and all that stuff. So yeah, entertaining show.
Well, I can imagine. And, like, did you kind of have your own opinions on the cast members?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because you see people's personalities portrayed on television, and you would think, like, oh, I would never get along with that person, or blah, blah, blah. You form your opinions, like you're saying, and then, you know, you meet them in person, and they're completely different, or you see a side of them that you wouldn't see on TV, and you get along with them, and you're like, okay, this is interesting, you know? Like, not every side is shown on television. This is definitely reality, and it's very accurate, but, like, you know, you're not going to catch every element of a person's personality in, you know, 50 minutes of a television show.
Wise words there from Cammie McCluskey of The Real L Word and Hunter Valentine. You can check out the full podcast to those two interviews with Lauren and Cammie on hersocietyonline.com.au. Time for me to jet out of the studio and make way for the boys from A Touch of Pink. Next week on Her Society, Bessie Kay will be co-hosting with me. We'll be bringing down the Electric Strut Entertainment ladies to teach us how to dance. I got taught how to Dougie. Didn't really do so well with the Dougie, so hopefully I can get my cha-cha heels on and do a little bit better. And the week after, we have the girls from The Real L Word and Juicy Club LA joining us live in studio. Last year, we fed them Vegemite for the first time. They weren't quite a fan of it. This time, we're going to get them to do something else. Natalie and I are going to be planning and concocting a few things over the next few weeks to torture them with. This has been Ginny on Her Society. We'll catch you next week at 7 p.m. on Joy 94.9. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.